our Savior.
Amen.
A Savior with a little s is simply one who saves from danger or destruction. In 2 Kings, God sent a Savior, which was a man, to lead them to victory over their enemies. He did this on several occasions during the time of the judges when Israel had no king. Remember Gideon?
Yes, amen.
He was called a Savior, not because he saved people from their sins, but because he saved people from moving into captivity and their enemies to get the victory over them. The problem with the Israelites was that they wanted a Savior with a little s and not a Savior with a big s.
It's true.
They wanted relief from their immediate pain, not reformation from the inside out. They wanted the good life, not eternal life.
Right.
They wanted peace with men, but not peace with God.
True.
And sadly, sometimes we're in the same boat that they're in.
That's right.
When we're in the middle of a crisis, our prayer to God is, get me out of the crisis. End my pain. Sometimes when we run into difficulty, we're looking for that person or sometimes even a thing to save us from our pain. In Psalms 33, the Bible says in verse 17, a horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength.
Right.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you would help us tonight to open our ears and our hearts to your Holy Spirit.
Please.
Lord, I don't know what your people need, but you do, and I pray that you would please speak through me your words, and Lord, help all of us to hear your voice, to take action on the things that you show us tonight. I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
In Bible days, horses were the fighter jets, the tanks, and the high, strong weapons of artillery of their day.
Yeah.
The strength of an army back then was gauged by the amount of horses that you had on the field, the battlefield. If I or you were in hand-to-hand combat, just think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
You would much rather be sitting 6 foot on top of a horse who could run a lot faster than you could, than standing on your 2 feet and fighting.
Right.
A horse was an amazing tool in battle. Still is if you're in hand-to-hand combat. And so, today, it's not horses that make our strength in battle. It's artillery. The reason America feels strong is because our military has amazing firepower and a lot, whole lot of soldiers. And nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
To put it on a more personal level, you and I find security in a home security system.
Yeah.
Guns and ammo. Or maybe a bat under the seat of the truck. For small children, they find security in that special blanket or that special stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Or their thumb. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully. Whatever you or I go to or seek out when we're troubled is our Savior. Whether it be a security blanket, a gun, the military, or Jesus. It's hard to find peace in someone you don't know.
That's right.
Or don't know very well.
That's good. That's true.
So what we then, if that's not Jesus, if Jesus is not our immediate go-to in a moment of tragedy, then what is?
Right.
When children are small, it's their thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Or that blanket. At some age, whether it be 3 or 5 or hopefully not 9 or 10, we try to break them of those things, right? Why? We don't want them to depend on that for security. We try to teach them, God will protect you.
Right.
That's right.
Yet we do the same thing, except it's not with a security blanket. Sometimes it's with something else. Some people use drugs. Some people use alcohol. Some people use money. Some people, to get comfort in a storm of life, they go and spend money. Whatever your go-to is your Savior.
That's right.
Again, it's hard to find peace in Jesus if we don't know Jesus very well.
That's right.
Maybe we need to get to know Jesus.
Amen.
Even more.
Better than we do.
Amen.
Even more.
That's not possible without lots of time.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah.
Lots of time.
Right.
You don't get to know a person talking to them 5 minutes a day.
No.
Sometimes when people are stressed over something, they turn on the TV or grab their phone or reach for something else.
Yeah.
They want noise.
Mm.
Instead of quiet time.
Yeah.
With Jesus.
True.
I'd like to suggest to you that the very thing that you are stressing over may have been orchestrated by God to drive you or I closer to Jesus.
True. Amen.
Problems are not problems. They're opportunities. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's never been a problem that has entered my life or yours that God was not aware of.
Amen.
He either allowed it or He caused
right.
it.
Amen.
He orchestrated it for the purpose of drawing me or you closer to Him.
Yes. Preach. Amen.
So when that problem comes, and instead of us calling on our Savior, Jesus, we call on another Savior, then God's purpose is not being fulfilled.
Exactly.
What is your Savior? Who is your Savior? What do you go to when all of a sudden a problem has arisen? I'm not saying that when you have a busted water pipe that you fall on your knees and pray for an hour. When Nehemiah was troubled before the king, when the king said, "Hey, what's going on? You're sad. This isn't normal."
Amen.
The Bible says that Nehemiah was very sore afraid.
Yes.
In other words, this is a real problem.
Yes.
The Bible says, "So I prayed to the God of heaven." And I promise you, he didn't fall on his knees and stay there for an hour.
Right.
In fact, his prayer probably lasted such a short span of time, the king didn't even know that he prayed. So it's not our length of prayer. It's not even our posture. Our posture is important sometimes when we're praying, I believe. But the fact that Nehemiah prayed because that was his Savior. God was his Savior. He couldn't depend on anything or anybody else. What's your Savior? What do you call on? What do you reach for when you're troubled?
Amen.
If it's not Jesus, we've got some repenting to do.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's right.
Only Jesus can save.
That's right.
It's not the strength of the horse.
No, sir.
Yes, a horse is a strong animal, excellent in battle. Yes, a tank is a tough piece of equipment in battle. But it's nothing compared to what Jesus can do.
Amen, amen.
He ought to be our Savior.
Yes.
And He will only be our Savior when we get to know Him.
That's right.
The way that we should. That's not going to happen unless we spend lots of time with Him.
Amen.
If He's not your Savior, like that, then I would suggest taking an inventory of the time that you spend with Him.
Amen.
Daily.
Yes,
and
sir.
Increasing that.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He wants to save us from the difficulties we encounter worse than we want Him to. But He wants us to call out to Him.
Amen.
In faith that He will and that He can.
Amen.
The problem is we don't.
Lord, help us, please.
Instead, we have our faith in something that's tangible, something that we can touch, and something that we can put our hands on or see. That's not faith. Our Savior ought to be Jesus.
It is.
Amen.
It is.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father, I want to confess to you tonight that there's been many times that I had a different Savior other than you. And Lord, I'm sorry. And I pray that you would forgive me. Lord, help me to depend on you 100% for all things. Lord, help me to have a growing desire to get to know you more.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, help me to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
For all things.
Yes, help us, O God.
Lord, I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And for His sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and turn to 273.